Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're having a great time already. We just got started. But I'm driving here, and there's not a cloud in the sky. And where we're situated in this Hooters, we are by huge windows, you know, like floor-to-ceiling windows. There are palm trees right next to us. The sky is a beautiful blue. The WQAM van is right there. That's all right. I mean, we'll be able to survive that. But it is a beautiful afternoon. But I was thinking as we were driving here, I'm like, wow, a Hooters Hoops Hysteria Tour. How come it's only 2 days?
I'm telling you. It's still next weekend, man. Maybe. We got to put some more work in.
We should be at different Hooters every day for the rest of time, as far as I'm concerned.
These are the days when people ask me about living in South Florida and why and this and property taxes that I just look at them and laugh. If you don't know, you just don't know.
Well, it's funny. We were having a conversation before the show started. Falero, were you out at Hard Rock Stadium yet for the Miami Open?
Yes, I picked up my credential this morning, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I thought I saw you post something. Was it on Twitter or something that you
on
posted?
Instagram, on Instagram and Twitter,
on Instagram.
Yeah.
And follow Eric Falero on Instagram, Eric Falero, E-R-I-C-K-F-A-L-E-R-O. And he's like, wow, Hard Rock did a really nice job. I was talking with Tree, and we were talking about when the Miami Open used to be on Key Biscayne. And, you know, if you take that drive and you're driving, and again, it was a pain in the butt for us to go down there, but man, is that drive beautiful.
Going over the bridges.
We live in South Florida. You do that ride and you go, wow, like we live in paradise. And today is one of those days where you just feel it. And you're right. We were talking with the guy from the fire department, Dave. I think the guy's name was Dave. He's from the Hialeah Fire Department. He came up. He was excited to meet you and whatnot. And he said, he said, you miss football, and you said, no, I love the radio thing. I miss the paycheck, but I love the radio thing, and we were talking about how beautiful it is today, and it is a gorgeous day, man.
It's crazy. When you talk to my kids, it's a Sunday. We're like, hey, I'm free Sunday. We're going to do something for Daddy. Let's go to the beach. Let's go to the zoo. Let's go to the little farm you can ride your own car through and see the animals up north.
Oh, the Lion Country Safari.
And my kids know all this stuff, and I'm like, damn, y'all are spoiled.
Yeah.
But we're in South Florida. What else can we expect?
So if you're listening online or on the app and you're freezing your ass off, or as we like to say in Yiddish, your tuchus, if you're freezing your tuchus off, you want to try that?
I'm a big fan of tuchuses. I'm a tuchuses fan, boy. I like some booty.
You should be down in South Florida right about now. So we are at the Hooters in Hialeah. We are surrounded by televisions just like yesterday, so I can look around. I see Texas Tech is leading Northern Kentucky, 15 minutes left in the first half there. And we've got Oklahoma, the 9 seed, leading Ole Miss, the 8 seed, with about 12 minutes to go in the first half, in the second half there. And then we got Texas Tech. I just gave you that game. Kansas State and UC Irvine just got started. I mean, we are having some fun. We're having some fun. Yesterday we had money. Our friend Lee Sterling, the professional gambler, came to the Hooters on Coral Way where we were at, and I said, give me one good pick. And he said, Florida. University of Florida was getting 3 points from Nevada yesterday, and they won outright. So your Florida Gators live to see another game.
I love it.
Yeah, it was a I got nervous there at the end.
I was
going to
say, 18-point lead.
I didn't know what was going to happen. And Falero's dad is walking up. You want to talk about celebrity sighting in South Florida. Falero, your dad has just walked into the Hialeah Hooters.
He had time off his conference call?
The funny thing is, he's telling me he had no idea we were here. He just hangs out here on Fridays. That is great. Juan Falero is in the house. Things are happening right now.
The original.
The original Falero is in the house. So we've got a Hooters Hoops Hysteria coming at you. Are you jealous, Falero?
A little bit, because I've never been invited to these things. But
we're
okay.
out here. We're having fun. We're going to have some wings. Your dad's going to probably throw down a couple of beers. I mean, if you get here 8, 9 o'clock, he's going
to
probably be laid out on the floor.
Shirt off.
We're going to be taking pictures with him, like Weekend at Bernie's poses.
Larry, what are you talking about? Go home. Man, let your dad enjoy his life.
Man.
Going to be there for 7 hours, man.
So anyway, we'll be out here till 6 o'clock, and then Chris Whittingham and Solana will be out here from 6 till 10. So you got a whole 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. today. We are going to be out here. Got to teach your dad not to talk to us while we're on the air, though, Falero.
I tried. He doesn't listen. And
he's having a conversation with us right now.
And you know I can't handle it. I have to respond.
Yeah, we know you from yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Five seconds left.
Oh, yes, sir.
I could listen. I don't know if anybody else gets that, but I could listen to that all day, man.
Just 5 seconds left.
Under your your breath. Yes, sir.
I thought a lot more confidence in my yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I'm kind of scared.
5 seconds left.
Oh, yes, sir.
People that didn't listen yesterday, I'm not even going to set it up. Anyway, we're going to have fun out here this afternoon, and hopefully your brackets are doing all right. I've looked at the WQAM brackets just to see. I don't know if you took a look. It's at WQAM.com, but I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Falero, who is in the lead on the WQAM brackets?
I believe it's
this
Dono.
Is bragging rights.
I believe it's Dono.
Dono?
Yeah.
Really?
Dono.
Hold on a second, because he doesn't really know a lot about
anything.
Okay.
Trying to see exactly who's in the lead here.
I know my buddy got 15 to 16, Jay, my homeboy.
Really?
Yeah.
On the WQAM one?
Yes.
I'm looking just at the VIP expert picks. Let's see. You, Crowder, have a score of 26. You're in second place.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Amanda Wasserman, who's our digital guru, she's got 28. And Alex Dono has a score of 28 right now. You, me, and Zach Krantz have a score of 26. Valero's got 24. Solana's got 24. Frito and Joe Rose both have 20. Hollywood's got 18. Our program director, Len, has 18 as well. So there you go. Hopefully you got into our Hooters Hoops Hysteria on WQAM.com before the tournament started, because someone is going to win free wings for a year.
Are we eligible?
We are not eligible.
Oh, goodness.
We are not eligible.
All the time I put into my bracket.
You should have gotten in the paid one. There's a paid bracket. That we were doing just, you know, $20 to get in at the radio station.
My kids eat too much.
You missed out on that one.
Yeah, someone's always hungry.
Someone suggests via the text line that we bring Falero's dad on the air to tell embarrassing Falero stories.
There's more embarrassing stories about him than me.
I imagine he's got some embarrassing stories about you, right?
He's too nice.
I had the funniest exchange yesterday. Falero's mom posted on Instagram. This is I can't tell you how much I enjoy being able to write stuff like this on Instagram at 49 years old. You know what I mean? Like, it tickles me, because I think back, like, when my dad was 49 years old. That's ancient. That's ancient. So I'm on Instagram, which is funny enough as it is, and Falero's mom posts a picture, and it says, you know, filled with pride. Went to my son's new house with his wife. She went to Falero's apartment last night, and he cooked dinner, and she had a picture of the dinner. What'd you cook? You had ropa vieja. It's like some shredded meat and some rice and beans. It looked good there. It wasn't a ton on the plate, though. No plantains or anything?
Nah, no plantains, man. We're on diets here.
Bread? Any bread?
No bread.
Is it? It's pork?
It's like shredded beef.
Yeah.
So shredded beef, rice, and beans is a diet?
Nope, but bread's bad. And plantains.
Because you can't say you're watching carbs. Half the plate was rice.
Okay, you caught me, Crowder. Thanks.
So anyway, she posted on Instagram, so proud of my son. You know, it was such a delight to go over there and have him cook me dinner and whatnot. And so I posted, and this is what tickles me. I posted at 49 years old. This just delights me. Mrs. Falero, can you please give him his Xbox back? He really wants to play my son in Rocket League. And she posted back, I've heard. My son is 14. He plays Rocket League. Valero's 26. He plays Rocket League. And when he moved out of the house, he's got his Xbox, but his mom wouldn't let him take it because she uses the Xbox to watch movies because you could stream off it. Yes. And she's like, Eric, don't take the Xbox or whatever. And so I, at 49 years old, and I don't know how old your mom is, Valero. I think she's older than I am.
Older than you, yeah.
Having a conversation on Instagram about giving the Xbox back to my producer so that my son can play Rocket League with him was just delightful.
And she's not
going
to give it back, so
all right,
thanks
well,
a lot.
We'll have to get you a new...
Do you feel a little funny about that, Lero?
I do feel funny, yeah. It's weird because like, she used to criticize me for playing too many video games, and now she's the one on the video game console. So.
But what's weirder, though, like a 49-year-old guy saying, hey, can you give the Xbox back? Like all of it is funny on a certain level.
That's weird. Yeah, you saying that, it tickled me, but that's weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Say, Hawk, that's the weird
it's
part.
It's a little weird, but I don't care.
Because you know what it is? Because you go through it with, hey, I'm going over the Hawkmans. Okay, well, let me call and talk to his dad. But those kids are 14 as well.
Right. I'm having a conversation with my producer's mom.
Give him his Xbox back. You know the boys want to play games. Come on, man. That's the weird part to me.
Two adults talking about the kids. Me and Mrs. Valero were talking about the kids.
Come on, Lero.
I absolutely loved it. So try to get that Xbox back because DJ's really good at Rocket League. He's going
to. You want me to get an Xbox back?
Xbox back. He's going to kick your tuchus. I didn't say Xbox box.
Yeah, you did.
I absolutely did not. Defy you to go back and listen to that. I said your Xbox back.
You said Xbox back.
What is it called? Rocket League?
Rocket League.
I'm more interested in tuchus.
Yeah, man. You got to get that tuchus. Look over your left shoulder.
We got some time left.
I think I may Instagram out over your left shoulder right now. Because we're at the Hooters in Hialeah. Ira Winderman, we're going to talk a little NBA and Miami Heat with Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel when we come back. Radio.com. Radio.com.
It's going to be funky. Come all the pretty girls like you are taking, baby. I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind.
We are back live. Hooters in Hialeah. And, man, it is a nonstop cavalcade of listeners during the commercial break. So we're trying to take pictures and take care of everyone. And you can check the WQAM Instagram page, and I'll post a bunch of stuff on that throughout the afternoon. Like I said, Whittingham is coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Hooters Hoops Hysteria. We are doing it, and we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Ira Winderman, who covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel, is there. Hello, Ira.
Hello, gentlemen, amid the madness.
Yes, amid the madness. Where are you? I don't even know where the Heat are.
Way to come prepared with the show sheet.
Do you listen to my sports updates?
Hey, man, if you saw what I'm looking at right now, Ira, I can't even begin to tell you where we're situated, but it could not be any better.
I'm by the kitchen.
And you're in the wrong spot. I got the best side. I can't.
Speaking of.
I know. Go ahead. Where the hell are you, Ira?
Well, I know I'm in the wrong spot since I'm in Milwaukee. So I put Hawk number one, Channing number two, and me number three on the view list.
Well, you're a three seed. You're a three seed out of three.
Tonight, third game of the four-game trip.
All right. So the Heat, they've been looking good, right? They've won three in a row. They had the win over San Antonio Wednesday. When we've talked with you in the past, you weren't a huge believer that they were still a playoff team or that they were a playoff team. Are you starting to change your mind?
Well, again, to me, and as I told you the last few times I've been on, it all came down to the schedule. And so when I looked at this upcoming schedule, I said to myself, okay, but they're not going to win in Oklahoma City, which they did on Monday, but they're not going to win in San Antonio, which they did on Wednesday. So that changed the equation. They still have the Bucks tonight. They still have the Wizards tomorrow. Two games left against the Celtics, a game left against Philadelphia, a game left against Toronto. If they can play up to the competition, they'll be in better shape. But I still think their entire playoff future could come down to next Tuesday's home game against the Magic. It's a tiebreaker game. It's two games in the standing. It's their closest competitor. It probably is the biggest regular season game between the two teams in the Heat's 31 seasons.
Me and Hawk, we were talking, I believe it was yesterday, about Spo figuring things out. He figures it out. He figures out his lineup. He locks in and figures out what the best lineups are year to year. But I always say it might take a little too long. It took him 50 games, and now we're saying, oh, he figures it out. Am I giving him too hard of a time to say it takes too long to adjust to these rosters and to these lineups?
Well, but even then, Channing, whether he's figured out or not, a lot of it is just forced by circumstance. I mean, when you play an 82-game schedule and you lose Goran Dragic for 2 months with knee surgery, all of a sudden you might as well look at Justice Winslow at point guard because you have no other choice. And when Hassan Whiteside goes out and is injured and you have to start Bam Adebayo, you sort of say to yourself, okay, that's a little bit interesting. I'm still not sure the rotation we're seeing right now with Dragic and Whiteside off the bench necessarily will be the playoff rotation. I know it sounds crazy, guys, but I think with 11 games left, he's still running through things and experimenting some things. And the fact that James Johnson has come back and played so well, I could see more of a role for him. So I think, like I said all season, when you have 12 equal parts, you know, you're going to remain fluid and honestly ride the hot hand.
But is that normal? 70 games in, he's still figuring it out? Like, that's what I was saying. Is that just normal, you know, NBA protocol, or is there something different going on?
Is it a positive or a negative that he seems to get everything flowing by the end of the season? Crowder says, well, then why can't he do it at the beginning of the season?
20 games in.
Well, this year, to me, is a little bit different for this reason, guys. This year, like I said, no other team has 12 equal parts. No other team can start Dwayne or play him off the bench, start Goran or play him off the bench. I mean, it's so mix and match, even with Justice out right now. But I think that's how Eric Spoelstra's mind works. He wants to see everything. He wants to figure everything out. There's a reason they have one of the best records over the last 5 years in the league in March, because it takes him a while, sort of with this beautiful mind type of thing. Here's the difference. When he had the big three, it was plug and play with those three, and we just debated whether Mario Chalmers should start. I think if you gave this roster to 12 different NBA coaches, they probably would come up with 12 different rotations. That's why this is so hard. And think about this, guys. That's why at the trading deadline they thinned it out without Tyler Johnson and without Wayne Ellington, because it would be even more complex at the moment. I think Eric Spoelstra was basically given a Rubik's Cube to start the season, and only now is he sort of twisting those final pieces into play where he says, yeah, this is what works.
Ira Winderman is with us, covers the Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Say a few words about Dwayne Wade, because I think I know Crowder certainly had doubts about what this season was going to be like and what he could possibly bring to a team at his age and his wear and tear, and he has been unbelievable as of late.
Yeah, and you know what? And that sort of goes back to what I just said. It's not like there was ever a hierarchy here where you said, these seven guys are better than Dwayne Wade, who's 37 years old. That's what the Cavaliers said exactly a year ago when they told Wade, you won't be in our rotation anymore. We have better players than you. But he'd never got to that point and couldn't get to that point. So basically, Dwayne was given an equal opportunity at 37 years old to show he's as good or better than the other guys in the rotation. And that's what he's done. And it's been managed so well by Eric Spoelstra also. He never even was tempted to start Dwayne, so we didn't have to consider whether he could play him in the starting lineup, play him in back-to-back games, go with big minutes. Of all the guys in the rotation, really, Dwayne Wade might be the only guy all season, when you consider how Hassan and Goran and other guys have come and gone, that's been in the same role from game one. You will play about 24 minutes half the game. You will always be the first guy going to the scoring table unless there's foul trouble. This is your role. This is who you are. This is what you are. And I think it's really paid dividends because, you know what? When he went to Chicago, he didn't know what his role was. With Jimmy Butler and Rondo there, when he went to Cleveland, again, LeBron was the alpha. This, I think, is the first time since he settled in with the big three before he left in 2016 that he had a defined role. So I would credit Eric Spoelstra for setting something up from the get-go, and I would credit Dwayne Wade for sort of putting it all out there, not saving himself, not worrying how it looks like with the losing team and do I want to be part of this. This has been as good a farewell. Dave High just wrote a column for it in the Sun Sentinel. This isn't like Ichiro fading away at the very end to the point you forgot he was still playing. This is a guy who's going to be relevant until his final minutes, and it won't be like Kobe having to have that big last regular season game to remind who he was. He has all season for that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did Dwayne pull this retirement trigger? Because I remember the big cactus when Shaq was in Phoenix and he was terrible. Mm-hmm. I just remember seeing guys, Jordan with the Wizards. Dwayne's not, he's not there. He's not embarrassing himself on the court.
No, exactly. And that's the thing is, it's not just Phoenix with Shaq. Then he went to Cleveland. Then he went to Boston. It's like this thing never ended, like he couldn't let go. So a lot of players, you're talking in the visiting locker room, are like saying, why is he going? He can still play. No, that's why he's going, because he still can play. And he's had 16 wonderful years, and he can do more, no offense, than to a guy like Udonis Haslam, where he's never been the locker room only guy and doesn't want to be that now. So he's found a way to write it. The Heat have found a way to write it for him. And at this point, it would be a real shame not to get that one national exposure, that last bit in the playoffs. Because you know what, guys? The Heat have not had a nationally televised game the entire second half of the season. He deserves that one more time.
Let me ask you something that I asked Brian Geltzeiler. Was it yesterday that we had him on? I think it was yesterday. Yeah Brian Geltzeiler was on yesterday. Let me ask you your opinion on this. What is the narrative for LeBron James moving forward?
Well, I think it hasn't been written yet, because I said, even when I talked to you guys at the start of the season, this was his gap year. This was get everything set up in Hollywood, his production studios, all the things he was going to do on HBO and his ESPN Plus, and then he was going to get back to basketball next year, which is why he didn't mind when it was Rondo and Stevenson and Beasley and JaVale McGee. So I think LeBron has an entire different book, let alone a new chapter coming out next season. But guys, here's what his legacy is going to be. His legacy will be in July. Can LeBron still recruit? Does he still have it when he went out? Because last summer he went out, and he went out fishing specifically for Paul George, and he couldn't get him, which is why he had a bunch of slugs playing alongside this season. Can he get someone this summer? I'm not so sure. So I think LeBron's legacy will be, does he go out as the guy that everyone wants to play with? Or does he sort of go out as sort of that old guy that the league has sort of passed him by? Because if he doesn't get Durant and he doesn't get Kawhi and he has to go to more of a second-tier kind of guy and wind up with Jimmy Butler, I think that will start, you know, spelling what his final legacy is going to be, and it won't be of a champion.
Ira, is it fair to say that LeBron's off-the-court stuff is affecting on the court? He's producing, he's directing, he's a show host, he has all kind of stuff like – should Magic Johnson talk to him and be like, hey, you might want to focus a little more on basketball? It seems like you're doing a lot outside of the game.
No one talks to LeBron James. When you sign LeBron James, you get all of his people. You get exactly what he wants and how he wants it. It drove Pat Riley to distraction here until Pat stepped in and said, hey, enough is enough. But that's exactly what it is. That's just the way it is with LeBron is you're not going to tell him. You're not going to tell him this summer who to bring in, who not to bring in. He's going to tell you. He's going to tell you how he's going to play, when he's going to play, what he's going to do off the court. And if you can't abide by that, then you never should have gotten into the marriage in the first place.
Somebody texts in, that's an interesting question, because I do not think he's going to revisit it, even though there's some social media hoopla. But do you think Dwayne Wade regrets announcing his retirement?
I think Dwayne never envisioned it this way, but again, when he spoke about it, it was all about the off the court. It was about his son's final year of high school coming up. It was his daughter being on the way that none of us knew at the time. So if those were the reasons, if it was all about family, family first, like the book he wrote, then no. Then this was all plotted out is I've given 16 years to the NBA. Now I'm going to give years going forward to my family. So I don't think he can let anything change that beyond the retirement tour. He said, I believe to his family, I'm committed through this June, if it goes that far, which I don't think it will. And then after that, I'm committed to you. So no, I don't think he has any regrets, because I think family was a huge part of the equation for him.
And I heard this debated today. I wanted to ask you. Joel Embiid last night played a hell of a game and came out and said he's the most unstoppable player in the league. We know that's BS. But who is? Because one guy said Harden, another guy said KD.
I saw that debate this morning, too, and I was fascinated by that question as well, because I immediately defaulted to KD. I don't think that there's a more unstoppable guy just because of his size, but Embiid makes a decent case for it.
And then Harden as well, but I would go with KD.
Well, I would go with Harden because no one has been able to take advantage of the rules more, of drawing fouls. Basically, he has synthesized the rules, and realize he can twist and contort them to a point that I think he is among the most unwatchable superstars the NBA has generated in years. Oh boy, Harden's going back to the foul line. Who cares? Who wants to see that? I agree, if you're talking end of the game, Harden's going to have to draw the foul, where KD simply can go above and beyond you with his height, 7-foot jump shooter, but I just don't know if he has the motor that it always matters as much to him. LeBron was always about sort of, you know, killing you. Black Mamba and Kobe Bryant, the same sort of thing. I don't think Durant has that DNA, so, you know, I think Joel Embiid's motor runs that way. And his arrogance and cockiness and self-assuredness maybe puts him into that equation. I'd say one guy, because of the rules, and the rules stink, because he could palm the ball and carry the ball, he could draw a foul, he could jump into you and all of that. James Harden is probably the most unstoppable guy, to the point where I think the league has to change the rules, because, my God, is he unwatchable.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. Things are happening. How's your bracket?
You know what? I went for the emotional thing of picking Nevada over Florida because I thought they were a senior team coming in. The Gators started three freshmen.
Went to Florida.
Yeah, but I just didn't see it happening. So, of course, my son is cursing me out, texting me the entire time last night. So it sort of went south from there, and I'm still not all in on Duke. Because of all the power conferences, their combined three-point shooting and foul shooting is the worst among all those teams. So I just think there still might be one game when Duke all of a sudden can hit the three it needs, can make the free throws. I think Gonzaga has a really good and compelling draw. So that's sort of the team I'm looking at right now.
By the way, I should remind basketball fans, the Hurricanes women's basketball team has a game tonight in Coral Gables. They're hosting a tournament game tonight, so, and I think it's a 9 o'clock tip-off. So everyone should go down to Coral Gables and support Coach Katie Meyer, who's one of the best in South Florida. Ira Winderman, he's in Milwaukee. Everybody knows that. You got Heat and Bucks tonight, and he's enjoying. It is such a nice day in South Florida. Ira, I can't even begin to tell you.
Well, that's just because of the view, gentlemen.
Hey, you ain't lying right now. You are
Quit. Play it cool, bro.
So after this show, make sure you bring the flowers home to Mrs. Hockman. Just saying.
I'm trying to find the new Mrs. Hockman as we speak, Ira.
Something I will never have a problem with in Milwaukee. Thank you, guys.
I'm putting all my chips in. See ya, Ira. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. We're live at Hooters in Hialeah. It's the Hooters Hoops Hysteria. We'll take a break and we'll come back after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Spend the commercial breaks entertaining some people that have come to see us. We've got a friend on Twitter, Bam, who's always, you know, taking part in the show via social media. And then somebody just came up and he's like, I'm kicking your ass in the QAM bracket. And I go, hey, bro, I'm about to peter out from here, too. And then Valero's dad is here, and he's like a mini celebrity now because he's a Valero and the show is here. So somebody just bought him a pitcher of beer at their table, and he's telling me, he's like, I can't drink a pitcher of beer. I got conference calls this afternoon.
He's lying.
So I said to Juan, I go, you know what? Might as well down it because I'm going to say on the air that you drank it anyway. So what's the difference? You might as well
leave
enjoy
Juan
it.
Alone.
I'm not. Well, leave him alone.
You're
he's having the
him
time
to drink.
Of
he's
his life,
work.
Man. He is having the time of his life here.
He's got responsibilities.
We are at the Hooters in Hialeah. Come on out and join us. It is a party here already. It's only 2:45 in the afternoon. It's a party here already. I'm looking at some of the games. I think there was an upset, right? Did Ole Miss lose? Is it over yet? Is it official?
I have to check it.
They were getting killed. Yeah, Oklahoma, the 9 seed, Woo! Beat the 8 seed, Ole Miss, by over 20 points.
23 points.
Yeah, that's not an upset, though, right? Is
well,
it?
9 over an 8 is a technical upset.
And by 23, that's an ass-kicking.
You got K-State and UC Irvine going on right now, and told you earlier in the show we won some money Florida yesterday. Northern Kentucky, Texas Tech are playing right now. Lots of games going on. You can watch them all here at the Hooters in Hialeah with us, the Hooters Hoops Hysteria. I saw something apropos of nothing. Valero had sent us a story about the Russian slapping championships.
Have you seen that? I saw that.
Bro, this is the most unbelievable thing that I've ever seen. Valero, can you tweet or post that video somewhere?
Yes, I will, on Twitter.
Am I lying? You watched the videos, right, Valero?
I did. I don't know how they do that.
It's crazy. Now, there's one guy with a beard. Yeah. Now, first of all, that's not really fair to get slapped when you have a beard. It's a little bit of padding.
Padding.
But that dude is the most vicious slapper I've ever seen. And it's like there's spectators there.
Yeah.
It's a whole competition in Russia.
Not 10 or 15 people. Thousands.
And he's slapping people, and they're knocked out. They lose consciousness.
That's crazy.
What are you going to do, Valero? Tweet it out or put it on Facebook or
what? I'm going to tweet it out.
All right, so Eric Valero on Twitter, E-R-I-C-K-F-A-L-E-R-O. And it's like a story, but you can look at all the different videos of it. This Russian slapping championship.
I'll tell you what, they might be in different brackets, but I'll put them up against my mom all day. And Pauline, she got a hell of a right.
She can hold her own in the competition.
And walk off the
stage. I'm watching this thing. I mean, who on earth would sign up for that? We talk to the competitive eaters every now and then on the show. We had Badlands Booker on a few days ago. Like, that is even, to me, like, who wants to feel that uncomfortable? Signing up to get open hand slapped, like you keep your hands down. It's not like a boxing match where you can only slap. You put your hands down and you just go slap for slap. But this dude is knocking people out with open hand slaps.
I got to see more. I think the dude got a soft jaw.
That's crazy. No, he was knocking several people out. I'm telling you, watch all the videos.
He kept
the
knocking
story.
People out.
He kept knocking people out.
And I watched two when they were looking all pudgy and soft.
He was slapping people and they were getting knocked out.
And then the other people slap, and it's not as hard as that guy slaps.
Yeah, that guy seemed, it almost, yeah, I was having the same effect where I'm like, well, why aren't they slapping him as hard? But I don't know. It's worth looking at. Eric Valero on Twitter. We had Pizzola on yesterday, professional sports gambler. So he gave us three games for the tournament. Last night he gave us St. Mary's plus the points. That was a winner. And then today he gave us Wisconsin minus the points and Kansas State minus the points. So we're monitoring those. Because I like to, you know, we have professional gamblers come on the show. We had Lee Sterling on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he gave us some picks, and he actually gave us the Florida. He gave us Fairleigh Dickinson on Tuesday night. We won on that one. And then he gave us Florida last night. So we won on that one. So we're doing all right there in the gambling.
Does it get harder or easier as it goes deeper?
I don't know, man. There's going to be upsets, as you've seen today. Again, 9-8, not a huge upset, but there's always going to be upsets. I have a tough time with this stuff, and even the Florida game last night, like Florida was manhandling Nevada, and at the end of the game, it looked like Nevada was going to win outright. So I have a tough time with the tournament because it is the one and done thing. You saw Tom Izzo yesterday at Michigan State yelling at a player, and that became this whole thing. And he said at the end, which I thought made some sense, he goes, hey, this is one and done. Like, I'm not going to coddle someone. This is one and done. You lose, we're out.
You're not allowed to raise your voice anymore because I'm with the football coaches grabbing the face mask.
No good.
Or grabbing kids' collars, jacking them up. I understand the world changing on that end because I had my face mask wiggled 1,000 times when I was playing back in the day. You're not allowed to raise your voice at these kids?
I didn't understand it. Look, and you know, I'm a nice guy. I tell you I'm a nice guy. You say no.
Mm-mm.
I'm compassionate. I don't understand the outrage at Tom Izzo yesterday. He yelled. He moved kind of across court with his finger pointing at one of his players. He was yelling at him again in the huddle. It was obviously heated. But I'm imagining you went through a hell of a lot worse. And I don't know, when it comes to coach, like, athletes get heated. Coaches are going to get heated as well. There's a lot on the line. I didn't think that was worthy of all the conversation I saw this morning.
He said, the hell with my badge. It's funny. We have this with Valero. he messes up and he says, my bad. And that's cool then because, oh, my bad, I've accepted that I messed up. We're about to lose and go home.
Right. What if my bad was one and done? Like, that, you're done.
Like, Larry Izzo again. Tom Izzo, that blew. I actually got upset when I heard people criticizing him. You're not even allowed to raise your voice or point a finger at a kid. And if he was calling your boy a bitch or you're playing this or calling him names, I'm with the parents. I'm with the kid. He's talking about on-the-court basketball performance. What do you think a coach is supposed to do, just draw plays? No inspiration, no yelling, no screaming. Just draw X's and O's and say, go out there, guys. Let's get them. That upset me when now I understand the world's changing, but it can't change to a point where a coach cannot address his team.
Right. Then you have to talk in niceties the entire time, even when somebody – like, he thought he wasn't getting back on defense. Like, he thought he was not getting back on defense. So, he was trying to light a fire under him.
Did you feel as if he disrespected?
I didn't. Now, again, I don't know what was said exactly, but I didn't think it was out of line. When I'm watching it this morning on the debate shows, I'm like, really? Like, what Tom Izzo did yesterday – that's being questioned now? Like, where are we headed with this?
In high school, my linebacker coach, he kind of ran the defensive sideline. He would pass around the Bitch in the Peak Panties Award throughout the game.
You could never do that now.
Where you come to the sideline, he would be like, what happened on second down, Jones? You missed that tackle? You're the bitch this series. You're the bitch in the pink panties. Give that to somebody else. Go make a play.
You could never do that anymore.
That's the thing. That's disrespectful, name calling, talking down to a kid. To tell him, don't say my bad, go make a play and get back on defense? Come on, man. That got to me when I heard them criticizing Tom Izzo. It's getting too crazy. Hawk, play it cool, bro.
I'm playing it cool.
Play it cool.
I'm telling you my view here.
What is going on over there?
Ridiculous.
I look over at Hawk.
You're about to get the Snapchat, Falero.
Play it cool,
I've already got
bro.
15 from you.
You're about to get the Snapchat. Just a little private one for you.
No. Take it easy, Hawk.
We're at Hialeah Hooters, man. You should get out of work early. You come on over this Hooters. You enjoy our Hooters Hoops hysteria. The TVs are on all the tournament games, having the time of our lives. There is some NFL news that I got to get to. Oh, look at that. Falero's dad is taking off. Look at that. Falero's dad is taking off. You knocked down that pitcher? Half of the pitcher. All right. Juan Falero, celebrity stop by here at the Hooters. Hi, are you coming here after the show, Falero?
I'm going to try, yes.
Yeah, because we're going to stay. We're going to hang out.
You're going to stay? I know Crowder was going to stay, but I didn't know you
were
staying.
I'm going to stay, and I just told your dad that he should come back with your mom.
Okay, cool.
All right, so we're going to have a good time here.
And we're just a bunch of married guys just enjoying the view. If you're a single dude, get your ass out here.
That's right. I mean,
you can really capitalize.
That's not even a question. So Hooters in Hialeah. We'll be here till 6, then Whittingham and Alex Solana will take over at 6. They'll be on till 10 o'clock. I do have some NFL news that I find to be pretty interesting. We're going to get to it in the next segment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.